Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thank you, Chris. As Chris Villar just mentioned, the Tigers beating Texas last night. They've won five in a row.
Yes.
Going for six today, and they're undefeated since the All-Star break, which must make the Tigers general manager, Al Avila, pretty happy. He joins us now. How you doing, Al?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty good. Now, after the awful April, you've had a winning month in May, winning month in June. It appears you'll have a winning month in July, not to put the cart before the horse. Is it too ridiculous to say that this is a good baseball team, but it's obviously not a horrible baseball team? Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I think we have a good team. I think we have a talented team. It's a team that's still developing. Right now, obviously, it's a team that's playing with a lot of confidence.
When you look at the guy that's developing this talent, and I know in baseball, it's you look in the minor leagues, you look at the managers, but you've got AJ Hinch, and as we've discussed with the players, they've really taken to him. He's protected some guys. He's brought guys along. How would you evaluate his job and what you've seen from him over the first couple of months of this season?
Well, he's done an outstanding job. I never had any doubt. Obviously, when we talked before hiring him, he had a high level of confidence in the talent that we had at the major league level, and he had a high level of confidence of the talent that was coming through the minor leagues. I know that he was excited to work with that. And he came in with his eyes fully opened, in that he knew he had to come in and continue to develop at the major league level. And he's done an outstanding job. And obviously, the coaching staff has Chris Fetter, our pitching coach, has done an outstanding job with our young pitchers. Coolball has done an outstanding job with our hitters. And a lot of it has to do also with the confidence level of these young guys. A guy like Candelario that having a good year. Jonathan Scope, struggling so bad at the beginning of the season in April. Obviously, he didn't have his spring training was in April instead of March because it came in late because of his visa issues. And working, double time with Coolball. The amount of work that was put in was phenomenal. Go ahead.
You said yesterday this team is not rebuilding anymore. It's still building. Obviously, there's still pieces you need, definitely still on the offensive side of the ball. When you look at the future of this team on the current roster, how many position players do you see being on the team, in 2-3 years when you guys are ready to make a run?
Well, I can tell you there's players at the major league level right now that we're very bullish on, and guys like Derek Hill, Dez Cameron, who right now obviously has the turf toe, but he should be back soon. Akil Baddoo, those are young men that are outstanding, athletes that are still developing at the major league level that have high level of talent. So we feel that we have a good nucleus of guys that work there. That we have a long future, a good future with those guys. Not that we don't always look to add and build upon, but that's a good nucleus of guys to have at the major league level. you know, in the infield, obviously, we're probably, you know, a little bit more challenged there. You know, Willie Castro just got sent to the minor leagues, but he's still a guy that we have, and I know that AJ has a high level of confidence that we can get him to bounce back. You know, no different than like when Candelario, you know, after his rookie year, he struggled a lot. And then, you know, obviously look at him now. So, you know, sometimes it takes a little patience and then it takes a little bit longer. But and anyway, you get our two young catchers that, you know, and Jake Rogers and Eric Haas that really were, you know, they surprised us in the sense that, you know, not only are they, we know that from a defensive perspective, they were good, but now they're putting up some numbers offensively. So, you know, there's a lot of good things going on here from a position player point of view. And then, of course, our young pitching has been outstanding with Casey Mize and Schoolboy, and Manning is coming along now. He'll be starting tonight. And Soto, you know, in the bullpen. So there's a good nucleus of young players at the major league level that we can work with. Obviously, we hope to add to that. We have some younger guys in the minor leagues that are be coming up, you know, hopefully sooner than later to add to that. And then we'll make some additions along the way. So we feel good where we're at. We have a lot of work to go. You know, we still have a lot of work to do to get to where we want to get to, and which is, you know, world championship.
Jonathan Scope, what does his future look like here in Detroit?
Well, obviously, you know, we signed him to a one-year deal, and you know, we just have to see where that goes. He's done an outstanding job. He's been the perfect guy to have on this team because he's very personable. He gets along with everybody. He's been one of the hardest workers on the team. He's been producing at a high level. And so, you know, we just have to take it a day at a time and see where we go with him.
I know you don't want to give him away, but when I saw that he hooked up with your buddy Scott Boras, and we know that Boras wants all his guys not to really sign extensions, but to test the waters. Do you have to weigh the fact of, okay, I might lose him for nothing. Should I at least, you know, even though he's playing so great, trade him at the deadline if I can get something for him? And you know the market better than I do. That's for damn sure.
Well, that's good. And I think AJ made a good point not too long ago. And we've been, you know, obviously we discussed this a while back ago coming into the season. You know, we're not in a need to make any trades from a financial point of view. You know, from a payroll perspective, we're fine. There's no reason to make a trade to dump Sally, number one. Number two, we're looking to continue to win games and to improve. So unless, you know, and then to AJ's point, which obviously I thought he made a great point, is we're not somebody's farm system where you can just come in here and think we're going to give you this player for nothing. So if there's a, you know, with all of our players, we keep an open mind, not just Jonathan Scope, but with all of our players. If there's a deal to be made that we feel we can acquire a player that's going to help us down the road to be, you know, to make us a winning team, we have to be open-minded. But if it's not there, then, you know, we prefer to keep our players and continue our winning ways. And that's, you know, and really that's in our favor. So you can only do what the market is going to allow you to do. But at the same time, you keep an open mind and you see where it takes you.
Tiger General Manager Al Avila joined us on the Stoney and Jansen program. You mentioned two things. You talked about you're a little challenged in the infield, and you mentioned that you don't have to worry about financial stability. Does that mean Chris Ilitch has given you the go-ahead in the offseason? There's a lot of really high-priced but great-quality shortstops available. Are you going to at least make an effort to try to sign one of them?
Well, you know, this is too early right now, obviously, in July to be.
Right.
I can't tell you what our payroll is going to look like in the wintertime. What I mean from a payroll perspective is right now, I don't need to dump salary. I don't need to make a trade to put us back into, you know, a situation where, you know, we're financially struggling. Right now we're in a good position, and, you know, we like where our team is at, and we're not going to weaken the team for financial purposes is what I'm trying to say.
There was a lot of talk going into the draft, and Stoney asked you about the shortstop position. Now, I know the runway can be long for any kid that's taken out of high school, no matter the position, if it's a pitcher or, you know, a positional player. But what went into the decision to take Jackson Jobe third overall?
Yeah, that's a good question. And obviously Scott Plyce has answered that question a few times, and myself, in the sense that we felt that Jackson Jobe was a special talent. You know, the type of talent that the high end, the upside was just too great to pass up. You know, every player comes with risk. You know, high school players in general come with risk. But, you know, college players or college pitchers come with risk. Nobody's a slam dunk. But the thing is, every once in a while you get a special talent where you feel that the upside is worth the risk at this point. And so in Jackson Jobe, you know, we felt that the upside of his talent was too good to pass up. And so we felt that, you know, quite frankly, we drafted a guy that has the highest potential in our mind.
Obviously, none of us have seen any of these high school kids play. I'm not going to sit there and say, well, I would have taken this guy or that guy. But historically, high school position players, shortstops, have better success in the major leagues than high school pitchers who were drafted in the first round. Is that a fair criticism of maybe you should have taken a shortstop?
Well, the only thing is, you know, you can go on history, what it might tell you, unless you see the actual player, the present player play, and you can evaluate the present player, you know, I'd say that, you know, that opinion has a lot of flaws to it.
Okay.
Because every player is different, and every path to the big leagues is different. It's not linear. And so we actually liked Marcelo Meyer. There was nothing that, you know, obviously, you know, it's not that we did not like him. It's just that we felt that in Jackson Jobe, we had a kid that we felt would be special, that we felt that everything that he brought to the table from an athletic point of view, the mechanics, you know, we just felt that more comfortable that, with him at this point.
And you can never have enough pitching because of injuries, and we saw that with Spencer Turnbull. So in that aspect,
that's correct. Because right now we have, like I said, a good young nucleus of pitchers at the big league level that, quite frankly, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be in this position. So we feel good about those guys.
Is Turnbull going to be part of the future, Al? I mean, he's going to miss all of next year. He's going to be 30 when he comes back. I mean, that's a tough one for you guys to swallow, because he and even Boyd were some guys that, you know, when healthy, could have been, you know, trading chips.
Well, you know, obviously guys like Turnbull and Boyd, Fulmer, you know, Tehran, Urania now, all those guys, you know, going on the injured list, obviously, you know, to your point, they could have been guys that, you know, could have been traded for, anything that would be available out there. But right now, we can't think about that. And quite frankly, you know, when they got injured, we weren't really deep in any conversation at that point anyway.
Right.
But right now, you know, you can't look back and say, what if? What you could, you know, the only thing we do is get them healthy, get them going. And like you said, Turnbull will miss next year. And then we'll, you know, reassess what we're going to do there. So, but the young guys that are healthy now are really the reason why we're having success. Like I said, we're going to have another wave of guys coming through. We've got guys right now like in Joey Wentz and Alex Fiedo and guys like that that are coming back from their own surgeries. That'll be another wave of guys coming. But the guys that we just, because, you know, remember last year we drafted mainly position players. And so we needed a good influx of pitching into the organization, and that'll be another wave coming. So you can look at us and kind of project a little bit down the road, you know, winning some baseball games with the guys that we have now. But we're going to need another wave of pitchers coming through within the next couple of years to help us sustain that, let's say, you know, winning at this level If we want to really get to the playoffs and the World Series and want to sustain that for the next few years.
Well, Al, you mentioned the pitchers that will be coming through in the next few years. At the end of the first round, you were able to get a guy that a lot of people think was the steal of the draft. With the number 32 pick, you got Ty Madden out of Texas. What's a runway like for him in regards to when we should see him in the majors, because he did spend 4 years at Texas?
Yeah, you know, obviously he's an advanced guy. We you know, obviously he's got the fastball, he's got the breaking ball, he's got a changeup. He's got good experience. He's been stretched out even this year to pitch, which is really good. He's not going to pitch anymore this year. We felt he has enough innings. What we're going to do is we're going to work with him in an off-season program. Strength and conditioning and, a good pitching, off-season pitching plan for him and getting ready for spring training. I really, really don't want to put a timeline on it, but yeah. I would say that obviously he is more advanced and he can probably get to the big leagues and help us sooner than some of these other guys.
Yes or no answer. Torkelson, Green, either of them, should we expect to see him in September?
I would say that's too early for us at this point. What I would like to see them do is finish strong. I would even be hesitant to say that we would promote them to Toledo towards the end of the season. I like what they're doing right now. I like that team, the way that they're going about their business. It's an exciting team to watch. They're feeding off of each other. These are guys that are calling guys that we just drafted and welcomed them to the organization and excited to, you know, to have them join us. And they're, you know, they're looking towards the future, obviously. So, right now we like what they're doing. We're going to stay the course. We're going to get them ready in the off season for spring training. And then we'll see where next year takes us.
Al, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. My pleasure, guys. Have a good day.
All right. That's Al Avila, the general manager of your Detroit Tigers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.